0.01%. It's encouraging for those hoping for Federal Reserve rate cuts that could lower home, auto, and other loans.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. With many jobs expected to eventually rely on artificial intelligence, some states are trying to help workers beef up their tech skills before they become outdated and outfoxed by computers. Connecticut working to create what proponents say is the first Citizens AI Academy, a free online repository of classes that people can learn basic skills or obtain certificates from. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it? Come on, man.
Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Diverse. La Crosse has seen a nearly 70% increase in Latino residents since 2010. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine on into Sunday, highs in the low 70s. Rain chances return Monday. It's 71 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Mark Jacob will join us to critique how national media did in covering the first presidential debate.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday post-debate hangover edition. I have made a relatively bold statement, Dom. Unfortunately, I feel like Joe Biden lost the election last night. And as encouraged as I was by his jacked up Joe State of the Union speech, and I did think that that would shift the electorate, and modestly it did, to Joe Scalum, last night's performance was a pass fail. And I feel like Joe failed last night. And I'm very concerned, and I think many people are very concerned, anyone that watched that debate and likes Maldi democracy, well, the alternative is Donald Trump. And I don't want to go back. I'm not rooting for it. But I got to tell you, Dom, I am very, very nervous that Joe Biden is irredeemable as a candidate. But today,
wow, man, all from one debate performance, Crudy. Wow, man,
that probably 50 million people watched last night.
If the Bucks lose one big game and they're out, never gonna win again. No, I
guess it's not a 6-game series, dude. It's a 1-day election.
I mean, it is a 1-day election, and we're 4 months from it, and it's 1 day, dude. I get it. Yes, it was not great. Certainly, could have been better. Absolutely, but I don't think he lost it, but you make your point. Let's hear what Joe had to say today.
Yeah, Joe, much better today. Where was this guy?
Yes,
where was this guy in front of a crowd today in North Carolina on a campaign stop? Joe Biden didn't even seem like the same human being. And we've got some sound. Rich has been digging it out for us. Now, Joe came out and addressed the debate failure, and I don't think he minced words much. TheHill.com. Biden seeks to tame Democratic panic at the post-debate rally. Well, let's start with the Biden sound. Let's hear him so you can judge. Rich, if you would, let's start with President Joe Biden.
I'm here in North Carolina for one reason, because I intend to win this state in November. Are you going to see that? I think we are. And Roy's right. We win here, we win the election.
If you win North Carolina, you win the election, says Joe Biden. He intends to win North Carolina. That, to me, states he's staying in the race, or at least he's not publicly going to make any statements that would, you know, change anyone's mind. So let's keep going. We've got a couple more from President Joe Biden. Let's play it for the people, Rich.
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
He knows how to tell the truth, Dom. One more from President Joe Biden. He gets knocked down, but he gets up again. Play it.
I know right from wrong.
Check.
And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
When you get knocked down, Dom, you get back up. You get back up. Joe sounded much, much better today, much more vibrant, much more vigorous. If that Joe had shown up last night, I'd have a completely different opinion. But I felt like last night was a pass-fail. And as you pointed out to me, Dom, there weren't 50 million people watching Joe at the rally in North Carolina today. 844-967-2789. Let's let the people air their grievances.
We'll go to the phones. Jim Bob from Daleyville. Welcome, Jim Bob. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah, I was a little sad last night, too. I was listening to it on your station all the way home, and it was a hard night for Joe, but I think we're not giving Trump enough credit. He was on fire. I can't believe the way that guy lies. I could never do that myself. And I think Joe got into the problem of trying to disprove his lies rather than just calling them lies. And he had one great line that I liked a lot when Trump was saying there was no inflation when I was running the economy. It was blah, blah, blah. And Biden said there was no inflation because the economy was flat on its back and nobody had any money to spend. And that's the kind of answer he needs to give to other things rather than trying to come up with a bunch of facts and everything like he was doing. And it was just I don't think people who did his prep did a good job.
No, somebody needs to get fired, Jim Bob. Whoever over prepared him, I mean, they did all week apparently at Camp David. They prepared for this debate. But it was so clear, Jim Bob. I mean, his voice was hoarse. He had lost his voice. He had lost his vigor. And, you know, all these conservatives claiming he was going to be so drugged up and Mountain Dewed up. He was not. He sounds so much different today, Jim Bob. So much more vibrant.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call, sir. 844-967-2789. So the Hill's reporting. President Biden sought to tamp down the panic among some Democrats on Friday over his ability to lead the party heading into November, following a calamitous debate. That's what the Hill describes it as. A calamitous debate performance a night earlier, delivering a more energized speech in North Carolina, in which he acknowledged some of his shortcomings. Now, we've heard him, but he was in Raleigh, and he said, folks, I don't walk as easily as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to, but I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. I think he's talking about Trump here, Dom. I know how to do this job. I know how to get the things done. I know what millions of Americans know. When you get knocked down, you get back up. Well, I mean, hell, that's, you better have that attitude, right? If you're staying in this race, and all appearances are that Joe Biden will stay in this race, at least today, you know, the day after, there's no second thoughts. There's no running Joe off the ticket at this stage. But I am very, very concerned, Dom, that Joe Biden on a pass fail in front of the American people failed calamitously, fatally from a electoral point of view. I don't know how he bounces back from this.
Same way Obama did, man. It's one debate. Bernie Sanders in Wisconsin today. Stevens Point specifically had a comment, his first comments on the debate last night. Quote, I have to be very honest with you and tell you that I think the president was not terribly articulate, to say the least, and he was not focused. He did not defend a very strong record.
I got Sanders no qualms with Joe Biden's record. Joe Biden, Sanders, as the serving president, he's not half bad. Pretty damn good. Sorry to keep interrupting.
No. I mean, sure. But those are some of the things that are going to have to be, you know, weighed in when people make their decisions. You know, how is his record? Well, if you listen to Trump, it's a terrible record. If you listen to Biden, he could have perhaps articulated his record more strongly, certainly. Again, then it's you have to pick between that and the alternative. Now, Sanders on Friday, this is according to The Hill, criticized the president for not being loud and clear about being the first American president to walk a picket line and his record on job creation and infrastructure spending. I thought he was lacking in not doing what we all have to do, telling the American people what the agenda is for the next 4 years. So why don't I do that, he said, before launching into a stump speech. Again, Bernie Sanders, senator in Stevens Point, Wisconsin today.
And he's moving on to the Eau Claire Chippewa Valley, my understanding. Bernie's barnstorming across Wisconsin. Also, the Maryland governor in the state. I got a little email from the DNC. They wanted me to go to that event. So they got the right surrogates here. And I think the battlefield, the battleground really is coming down to three states, and it's Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Because I don't think Joe Biden's got a chance in Arizona at this late hour, not with the immigration open borders as they've been described. I think it's overwhelmed him in Arizona. Nevada, same way, man. The polling is not good out west for Joe. In Georgia, I mean, I'm going by the re-election of Brian Kemp. I think that could be a lost cause. So it's really coming down to the Rust Belt, man. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. No wonder they got all the best surrogates here. You better keep them coming. And if you're smart, put them on the greatest radio show ever, and we'll give them a platform. We'll lift them across the state. Because someone else is going to have to make this case, Tom. Joe did not make the case last night.
No, he did not. Mark from the SAC, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us? Nice to see you last night, buddy.
Great to see you guys, too. And the heartening thing that I just saw today is that Steve Bannon is going to jail on Monday. That made me very happy because the U.S. Supreme Court
denied hearing his case to stay out of jail. He will have to report or run away on Monday, July 1st.
And if he runs, shoot to kill. It's like to say for criminals to go on the lam.
Come on, man. The bounty hunter can go track his ass down. Mark?
Yeah, it's sad that Biden wasn't stronger, but he came back with a good performance today, and there is another debate coming up. And we have to hammer home the point that the economy under Biden has been chugging along just fine. Stock market is going gangbusters. That we actually have a policy in place to actually, if a new pandemic hits us, we actually have people that actually could handle things rather than Trump, you know, disbanding the pandemic committee that we had in the White House. You know that so we were caught flat-footed when COVID hit. I mean, that's what the point that people need to drag home. Hundreds of thousands of people died because Donald Trump was a jackass when it came to policy. And
I wish Joe Biden made that point last night. Know what I mean? Maybe a million Americans died. And he found himself arguing with Trump about facts.
Like, more people died under you, Joe.
I mean, that's...
And golf. Don't forget about golf.
And the fact that he's a 6 handicap. Joe Biden arguing with the guy that basically, as a presidency, spent most of his time on the golf course. You know, that is not something where you should aspire to say... Yeah, he golfs constantly, but I'm a better golfer than he is even. That's not winning you the presidency, sir. Come back. Joe Sopecki soon. You on the phones next. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the Friday's airing of the grievances, the post-debate hangover party. Join it, 844-967-2789.
Dom, not only is that the phone number, it's also the text number. I've been checking out the text. Here is what some people say. Satan, according to popular literature, lies with complete confidence as well. Trump was a confident debater. Llama from Madison says, I would vote for a shoebox before Trump. It has more soul. I wish Joe would have blamed Trump for the nearly 1 million dead by COVID. Llama, I saw your text. That's the earlier reference. And here's another one. WMDX texter says, Trump has repeated 3 times. That's how you know it's a lie. If he says it over and over again, right?
Where's Dr. Evil's secret lair?
Now, Douglas from Madison, and I hope you heard the cuts, Joe Biden sounded much better today in North Carolina at a campaign rally. We played him for you, the greatest audience ever. WMDX texter is endorsing what Crudy said, which is, I think Joe Biden might have lost the election last night. Another texter says, hold my nose and pull the lever for crazy Uncle Joe. Well, I intend to vote for him. Don't misconstrue. Jill from Madison text, as always, I agree with Tom. One of your fans, Tom, apparently.
All right.
Another texter, Trump lost big time. Biden won easily. I was not watching the same debate as you, sir or ma'am.
Well, I guess to be clear here, if I may, certainly the content, you would think that Joe Biden had better content, more accurate than Trump. Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you think that's the case?
I can't tell you that Joe Biden clearly put any content out there. I'm not sure what Joe, I support the man, and I can't tell you what he told me last night. Oh, it's a million. No, it's a billion. It's 100. It's 1,000. I mean, there are so many times where I was lost in the logic of Joe Biden last night. I'm thinking, what in the hell is this man talking about? This is what Fox News claims Joe Biden is. This is the caricature Joe Biden. That's the guy that showed up last night. And that guy's not going to win the presidency. So if this is the lasting impression, I'm not clear there'll be another debate. I'm not clear that Trump would want or need to show up for the next one. When you start seeing the polling, the post-debate polling, I think it's going to be dire. I think you're going to see a shift towards Trump.
Okay, all right. So the content, you're not clear on the content, what Biden told you. Certainly you're not enthused and impressed by the delivery, right? Delivery,
I think, sadly, okay, delivery
so what,
is...
Trump won on delivery and content?
Trump won on vigor. And quite frankly, I think anyone that's already voting for Donald Trump wasn't going to be dissuaded. And those that are absolutely convinced you're voting for Joe Biden, even if it's a weekend at Bernie sort of endeavor, sure. I'm not saying you're not. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. I didn't change my vote last night, but I was horribly disappointed because it was such a low bar he had to clear, and he couldn't clear it. And if he can't go on the stage and clearly put out his own ideas, how the hell is he going to lead the nation? That's what a lot of people are asking themselves today. They know the alternative is fascism and Trump.
Do you apply that same logic and criticism to Donald Trump? What were Donald Trump's articulated ideas that you heard last night? You know what I'm saying?
It was not a debate on substance. The American people tuned in, and they either turned it off because it was so god-awful to watch, or they said, oh, my God, Joe Biden is not ready for this job again.
And Donald Trump is? Your impression? Your only knock is on Biden. What's your assessment of Trump, dude?
Well, he's a pathological liar, dictator on day one, fascist.
So people will believe it?
I think that's stylistically.
That's the takeaway.
You tell me I'm wrong. Because I don't think I'm wrong on this one, Dom. The takeaway is not nuanced policy. The takeaway is one guy's old and tired, and the other guy seemed way more vigorous. 844-967-2789. That was my takeaway. Pat from the east side of Milwaukee. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pat.
Well, what I saw last night was not a presidential debate. It was the presidency debased. Both men are clearly not fit for prime time. It was the most ridiculous, unfortunate display of ineptitude I'd ever watched on television. And you know, not to even mention the lies. But anyway, really needs to happen, Kamala Harris needs to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Sotomayor, who has diabetes and is getting old, should resign. Trump should appoint Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Mark Kelly should be nominated for the vice presidency immediately. And at the convention, he should be elevated to the presidential nominee. Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, who's a former astronaut, who has impeccable training, integrity, education, smart, and he's the husband of
Gabby Giffords,
who was shot by. Yes, it would be a tremendous ticket to put Mark Kelly as president. He's
Pat,
deserving
that,
of being
president. That assumes that Joe Biden is willing to step aside, and I don't think Joe Biden's going to step aside, sir.
Well, Joe Biden, all of the Democrats, the leading Democrats and his handlers have to just say, Joe, it's over. It's over. And no matter if he can be pumped up or put out again for another speech here and there, it's over. The guy is clearly unfit for the presidency. And Trump, of course, is a criminal. We don't want a criminal in the White House. And we don't need a very, very old man who's incapable of, at this point, leading the nation in the White House. It's the presidency debased to have either of these guys as candidates.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the least enthused electorate ever.
Ever.
No one's excited. Well, I won't say that because the Trump supportive, they're excited
Megas
about their guy.
Excited. Yeah.
And the greatest appeal of Joe Biden was he could beat Donald Trump. That's why I voted for him. That's why they all endorsed him. They thought he could beat Trump. And he did once. Second time around, maybe a differing result. We got a fine dim strategist. He is Joe Sopecki. Joe's an optimistic guy. He's going to tell us
why
Crudy's
wrong.
The only difference I would take with your opinion, Pat, from the east side of Milwaukee, if you're going to replace Joe Biden and such a thing were feasible, it's still a horse race in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Gretchen Whitmer would look excellent in blue. Come back. More Devil's Advocates with Joe Sopecki and you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court handing down several rulings Friday, including a case out of Oregon over whether cities can outlaw homeless encampments. The High Court ruled the laws do not violate the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishments clause. Anitra Freeman is a formerly homeless person in Seattle.
Frankly, we expected it. We know there's a six-person conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
The High Court also significantly curtailed the scope of an obstruction charge that's been levied against numerous January 6th rioters. More than 2 years after a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, prosecutors filing charges against the former school district police chief and one of his officers over their delay in confronting the shooter. Growing calls for President Biden to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race following his debate performance Thursday. The New York Times editorial board calling for him to step aside. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A tale of two cities. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we've been doing really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball. While at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine on in the Sunday, highs in the low 70s. Rain chances return Monday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for the Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition, a post-debate hangover edition. We got a fine guest. He's joined us live via stream. He's dim strategist and generally optimist, Joe Sapecki. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
I'm good, man. Dark Brandon rises again. We got a comeback story for the ages afoot. Let's go.
Today, Joe was significantly better on the stump in North Carolina than he was last night. Dom said something, maybe salient. Maybe Joe Biden was the one that missed the crowd last night. Maybe he could have drawn some energy from an enthusiastic crowd reacting to what Trump said or what he said. But in the room, in the quiet theater on CNN, Joe did not have his best performance.
No, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I mean, that was an objectively bad debate performance for President Biden. And he is an objectively good to great American president. On the other side of that stage, Donald Trump objectively like did what he had to do, which is harrowing to pronounce, because all he did was lie. Every other word out of his mouth was a lie. And objectively, he is one of the most awful presidents, if not the most awful president in American history. He is a fraction of a man who belongs nowhere near a seat of power. And that is the choice facing the American people for the rest of the way. I say it's game on. You can talk all you want, Crudy, and say it's over. It's Jover. But I'm here to tell you, man, I've been doing this a long time. I've seen a lot of bad debate performances, and I've seen a lot of candidates who rose again after blowing it on a debate stage.
Joe, one of my grievances last night, and I guess I'll share it with you today, is the moderators. And
yeah,
maybe it should have been, you know, inherent on Joe to go defend his record or to challenge his opponent. But certainly the moderators did no fact checking in real time. Trump could have said the sky is red and the earth is brown, And, you know, there was just no pushback from the moderators. Should there have been, Joe?
There should have been. And I'll highlight the most egregious example of this. So General John Kelly, a retired four-star whose own son was killed in combat. John Kelly is a gold star father, is the one who heard Donald Trump call our fallen heroes suckers and losers. And General Kelly, who was Donald Trump's chief of staff in the White House, confirmed on the record that Donald Trump said those words to Jake Tapper of CNN. So how in the hell did we get to an environment where Donald Trump is standing at a lectern pointing at Joe Biden and saying, you made up that I called him suckers and losers, and Jake Tapper is one of two other people in the room and doesn't say a thing? That was a problem of format. I understand the choice that CNN made, and it was the wrong choice, and it was a disservice to the American people.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Joe Zepecki, he's a Democratic strategist joining us. Joe, it's always a pleasure, and looking for your input today, especially. You know, I looked at, you know, The Nation magazine, Bill Press, and lots of different folks out there have lots of different opinions, and I'm kind of with you, man. I think he had a bad night, man. People had bad nights. Obama had a bad night, but against Romney, he came back. A lot of people thought, you know, he did really terrible, 22% or something like that, with Obama, thought he won that debate, and Joe Biden certainly did not. Not on delivery. Now, on content, you read some of the stuff, read the transcripts. He says the right things, although perhaps not as enthusiastically and articulate as some would like, at least last night. But it seems like a lot of the screaming is coming from inside the room, Joe. A lot of other Democratic strategists, perhaps like yourself. How do you think this flushes out in the next few weeks?
I think Joe Biden did exactly what he had to do today in North Carolina. You guys played the clip earlier. It was Dark Brandon at his absolute best, equating his story with the American people's story. He knows he didn't do well last night. He's, you know, he's a smart guy. And he said, I don't debate like I used to. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. But I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know, just like the American people know, when you get knocked down, you get back up. That is Joe Biden at his absolute best. If he had gone out there today and tripped walking on stage and not knowing what state he was in, that would have been a different story. That's not where we are. This is a president who had a bad night, and he is now owning up to it, facing up to it, and bringing the heat. So what I like to say is sky's blue, water's wet, and Democrats like to panic. And I know, I've been working with people like this my entire career, and I don't know, I didn't get that gene or whatever, but candidates have survived this before, and not just Barack Obama in 2012. I obviously care deeply about that one because I was with him in Madison the day after that debate debacle. I think you boys were there too on Library or Bascom Hill.
Bascom Hill, yeah.
But like, you can go way back. Ronald Reagan had an absolute nightmare of a first debate in 1984. That's an election he went on to win 49 states. And the reason nobody remembers the first terrible debate is because it was in the second debate where he had the great line, I will not use my opponent's youth and inexperience against him. And so everybody forgets about it. In the 2022 midterms, John Fetterman, recovering from a stroke, like literally barely able to hear the questions, understand them, process, and then speak and answer, had an even worse debate performance than Joe Biden had. Guess who's now a senator from the great state of Pennsylvania? Excuse me, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. John Fetterman is. So this stuff happens. Everything I am seeing now that we're approaching 24 hours later shows that there is actually an enormous disconnect between the undecided voters, the movable Americans who will determine this race, and the way they experience that debate through dial groups, focus groups, in before and after questions and sentiments, and the chattering class and the elites and the people who frankly ought to know better. I will grant them grace for freaking out a little bit today, because I think they have worked themselves into a lather because they know what is at stake. When you look at things like Project 2025, when you think about all of the ways in which Donald Trump could be the end of the American experiment, people who know that stuff are rightly freaked out and believe it's all on the line, what we've got to do is harness that energy and use some of those people's skills and abilities and talents to communicate to those movable voters that that is what is at risk if Donald Trump wins. I don't think he's gonna.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Dem strategist Joseph Pecky, much more optimistic than I today. Because, Joe, I thought perhaps Joe Biden lost the election last night.
Predicted it. You said it. Joe Biden lost the election last night.
I did say that Joe Biden lost the election last night. I don't think it's feasible to switch out a candidate at this late hour, Joe. I don't think there's a campaign in waiting to go plug in Gretchen Whitmer or any other candidate. So I am quite concerned that this is going to be a slow motion train wreck, because why would Trump ever take the debate stage again with Joe Biden? Why would he go back? Why would
Trump?
Yes.
Because Trump thinks he won. Because Trump thinks he won the debate. I mean, that. Listen, there are layers to this, okay? But it is in Trump's interest to have another debate if he thinks he needs it. And it is in Joe Biden's interest to probably have another debate because he knows he can do better. But I just want to remind folks, like, a bad debate night for Joe Biden is a pretty small bump in the road, okay? This is a guy who lost his wife and daughter within months of winning his first political campaign. This is a guy who lost his son to brain cancer, you know, who got sick while he was vice president. Like, this man has taken lumps in his life and every single time found a way through to do the right thing for the American people in a way that expands opportunity and lives up to the values that we all share, right? Maybe you don't agree with Joe Biden on every single issue, but this is a good and decent man whose heart is in the right place, who has weathered storms in his life that would reduce most of us to absolute rubble. And yet there he was on that stage in North Carolina today, starting that comeback story. So keep the faith is my message.
Joe, General Sentinel had a headline today talking about Tammy Baldwin, senator from Wisconsin, backing away, quote unquote, from the president. Did you see that? And what was your sense of the Baldwin's campaign response to inquiries about the president's performance?
I not only saw it, Don, I'm here to chastise you on air because you didn't read to the end of the story, because I'm quoted in that story. Of course I saw it. Listen, one of the things that's been going on with the dynamics of this race is that Democratic Senate candidates, not just here in Wisconsin, but Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, have been running considerably ahead of the president, Joe Biden. Yeah. And what that means is, what I said for this story is, voters are looking at these races differently. We don't have, you know, Democrats and independents across the country just blindly saying, like, I'm voting blue no matter which race it is. They're thinking about this stuff in a pretty, you know, complicated way, which is good. Okay. Tammy Baldwin, a month ago, what I would have said is she's going to help Joe Biden in much the same way that in 2016, Ron Johnson helped Donald Trump. I think a reverse coattail effect got Donald Trump over the top in 2016. And I know that Tammy Baldwin running a great campaign, being a great United States senator, fighting for all of us, she's going to do really, really well, particularly when you look at the choice between her and California rich guy, billionaire bank owner Eric Hovde, right? So Tammy Baldwin's going to help Joe Biden, and she supports him. And that's what she ultimately said. She and every other United States senator running this year that is a Democrat are still supporting Joe Biden. They should be supporting Joe Biden because of all he's accomplished in the last 3.5 years. This is a media firestorm for 24, 36 hours. And I'm guessing by Monday, we're going to be talking about something else. And frankly, we should, because today the Roberts Court gave us another doozy. They basically destroyed the separation of powers and said, executive branch, who cares? We, the Supreme Court, will just be the administrative state for this country going forward. So things change.
Hey, we're saving the legal analysis for the former U.S. Attorney James Santel joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. But, you know, I appreciate you getting ahead of the panelist. Joe,
what
if?
It's what we call a tease in the industry.
What if, Joe, there's some new post-debate polling that comes out and it shows a shift to the dire?
What's going to?
Against Joe. So
it's going to.
that's just normal course of action. If we see Joe lose another 5 points to Trump in the polling, understanding that's not the same as voting, polling is different. But don't you think that will also precipitate more of the panic from the Democrats and guys like Rudy?
I'm sure it will, and I wish you good fortune in the panics to come. Joe Biden's going to take a little. Joe Biden's going to take a little bit of a hit in the polls. He just is. Okay, the next 2 weeks are probably the most perilous time of his candidacy, because what happens in 2 weeks? Donald Trump gets sentenced, and that changes things once again. Then he makes a VP pick. Then he's got a convention, and the American people see the insanity that has overtaken what used to be known as the Grand Old Party and is now a MAGA Republican Party. And so the next 2 weeks, good news for Joe Biden. There's a little 4th of July holiday in there for about 3 to 5 days. Just about everybody's going to tune out from the news.
Supreme Court perhaps on Monday dropping the immunity case as well. So lots of other topics coming down the line.
And if that immunity case goes, you know, the other way, President Biden just order a drone strike on Donald Trump and we'll take care of all our problems, right?
That would make for a hell of a 4th of July holiday, wouldn't it? Some real fireworks, Joe. Joe Zepecki, you sticking around, man? You got a little more time
I'll stick
for
around.
Us? All right. Excellent. The optimistic dim strategist that he is. He is Joe Zepecki. He's a friend of ours, and he answered the call here on a Friday afternoon, the post-debate hangover edition. Although I think Rich is the worst for wear. Come on back. You'll be none the worse for wear when you join the Devil's Advocates. Joe, you know, I don't know if I have time to throw out a complicated question for you, but I thought the biggest debate question of the week was whether or not Eric Hudby should have shaved that porn stash. And I think he lost that debate with himself. He's not shaving it. I don't think it helps.
The worst campaign in Wisconsin history is what this guy's running. I make it make sense.
Worse than Tim Michaels? Because, I mean, Tim Michaels was pretty bad.
So bad. So bad.
Come back. Devil's Advocates. Never bad. Not worse than half bad.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local civic media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Joe Zepecki, a Democratic strategist and a friend of ours, sticking around for another segment. Joe, thank you for doing so. Wanted to get your take. One of the things, of course, lots of debate about Joe Biden's performance last night, justifiably so, but not enough, I don't think, of kind of breaking down what the former guy had to say. I pulled up the transcripts. I've seen this one all over the internet, Joe. We'll get to it. Here's just a couple of quotes here. I gave him a country with essentially no inflation. It was perfect. It was so good. All he had to do was leave it alone. He destroyed it with his green news scam and all his money is being thrown out the window. He caused inflation. As sure as you're sitting there, the fact that his big kill on the black people is the millions of people he's allowed to come through the border. They're taking black jobs now. It could be 18. It could be 19. Even 20 million people. They're taking black jobs. They're taking Hispanic jobs. And you haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see something that's going to be the worst in our history. A lot of pushback. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is one of them. People showing, posting pictures of them doing their black jobs. Joe, I when I saw it live, and I was kind of poking in and out of the Barrymore, as it was tough to digest, but I heard that and I almost lost. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was so blatantly racist. Joe, what was your take on that?
It's not just that it's racist. And this is what, you know, this is what we wanted the story out of the debate to be. If Biden had done a better job last night, what everyone would be talking about today is how disconnected from reality Donald J. Trump is. Joe Biden is right. Something did snap in that man. He was the worst American president in history before he lost the election of 2020, but he is totally cooked now. To stand on a stage while the American economy is the envy of the world, while the stock market is at record high, while here in Wisconsin we have record unemployment and more people working than ever before, and to say with a straight face that Joe Biden wrecked the economy? What performance or mind-altering drugs is he taking? It's so disconnected from reality. And this is part of why, frankly, I didn't think there should be debates. I do not think it is possible to debate someone who every time they talk is lying. That is all Donald Trump did last night. And when he wasn't lying, he was refusing to answer questions. And I think that should be really telling. You know, he doesn't want to answer whether or not he will accept the results of the election after we kick his butt again. He won't answer what he will do about childcare in this country and the crisis that is plaguing working families. You know, he might deliver a bald-faced lie better than Joe Biden, but at least Joe Biden's heart is in the right place and he's trying to come up with a policy that does the right thing for the American people. And that should be the conversation we're having today. And my suspicion is, it is the conversation that a lot of those undecided voters who were watching are having. I was just in the break, was watching a clip from a Pennsylvania focus group of undecided voters who, after watching the debate, said, if it's a choice between Trump and Biden, I will vote for Biden even if he's dead and I'm a Republican. Now, that's a very different take than all of these so-called smart folks on TV last night, or these hand-wringing bedwetters within the Democratic Party. Calm down, get to work. We are right on the issues. We're aligned with the American people on values, and Donald Trump is an existential threat to the Republic. So that's the conversation we're going to have going forward, and you got to be careful debating, you know, anyone like Donald Trump because of not just the fire hose of lies, but the volcanic eruption of lies.
Okay, so most of us don't get the opportunity to debate a presidential candidate. It's our crazy uncle at dinner over the weekend, or maybe someone you see on the 4th of July, right? Haven't seen him all year, and now suddenly you're rehashing. So, Joe, you know, just lay people out here in the world, what case would you make for Joe Biden and, you know, bumper sticker it for us dumb people, if you would?
But bumper sticker? How big is the bumper on your car?
Well, have you seen Dom's Cadillac convertible? Because that thing's got a big-ass bumper. So it can be long, but, you know, keep it digestible. You know, don't do Joe trying to do stats at the debate last night.
No math on the radio, Joe.
Give me the honorable, decent man over the traitorous, treasonous, rapist felon 101 times out of 100. That's the choice, right? That's it. Because, again, there are policy things you might disagree with Joe Biden on. A lot of people supporting Joe Biden disagree with him on some policies, like Liz Cheney, like Adam Kinzinger. People who say, I don't agree with him, but he has to be the president of the United States because he respects the Constitution. And he is a good and decent man, and people know that. Donald Trump is an adjudicated rapist. He is a convicted felon. He owes hundreds of millions of dollars in damages to the state of New York for the criminal conduct and way in which he ran his businesses. He can't even get a liquor license in New Jersey, for crying out loud. And he stole government secrets and refused to give them back. That's the choice. That's a threat to the American people and to the American system of government that I love. And so there's your bumper sticker. The good, decent, honorable man over the traitorous felon criminal rapist Trump.
Joe, Trump has sentencing on, I believe, July 11th before the RNC.
Yep.
Do you think that is a wild card that still could affect the electorate's perception of just how criminal these convictions were?
No question. That's the next shoe to fall.
Well, good. Something's got to fall other than Joe's ratings last night. Thank you, Joseph Rich, Becky.
Rich, you're not playing me out with my chumbawamba, baby. I get knocked down, but I get back up again, just like Joe Biden.
We already played it for Joe when we played the Joe clip. So, you know, we have a thing. One call per day. One time per song per day.
Keep the faith, boyos.
Keep the faith. We could have played some George Michael for you. Thank you, Joe Zepecki. Coach Joe, when's the season starting, Joe?
August 6th. Let's go.
Come on back. This season never ends, the political season. We're rolling into the happy hour. And a fine guest, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. We'll get to all those Supreme Court rulings Joe wanted to jump to board with. Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and I'll be joined by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court ruling that laws barring homeless encampments do not violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. Multiple people killed after a car crashed into a nail salon in Long Island, New York. ABC's Shante Lanz is at the scene Friday.
Reported calling to a building, multiple patients.
150 EMS and firefighters on scene.
Four patients were deceased upon arrival.
A gaping hole outside of Hawaii Nail Salon and Spa. Inside, mangled pedicure chairs.
At least nine people were injured. Two indictments filed against former school police officers in Uvalde, Texas, stemming from the botched response to the 2022 school shooting at Robb Elementary. Former Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez have been indicted on multiple counts of child endangerment and abandonment. Comedic actor Martin Mull has died at the age of 80. This is ABC News. The FAA and NTSB launching investigations after a Southwest Airlines flight took off from a closed runway. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Southwest, are you on frequency?
When Southwest Flight 4805 took off from Portland, Maine on Tuesday morning from runway 29, not only was it on a closed runway, it almost hit an airport ground vehicle that was still on that runway. Air traffic controllers can be heard in this audio from liveatc.net warning the pilots.
Just so you know, there is a vehicle on the runway.
But the tower could not get in contact with the pilots. The plane later landed safely in Baltimore. The NTSB and FAA are investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Air tankers and helicopters helping douse flames from the sky as nearly 200 firefighters on the ground battled a wildfire northeast of Phoenix on Friday that threatened scores of homes and forced dozens of residents to evacuate. The fire burning in the northeast outskirts of Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown.
and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it, and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing,